Well, it's a real pleasure to be here at Luton with you folks here in the Faroe Islands.
Ja, det är en glädje att vara här i Luton sammen med tikkene i Faroe.
As I think maybe somebody might have said, I represent New Tribes Mission.
Ja, jeg omboer New Tribes Mission.
And it's just a great time to be here and to hold the seminar that we're going to have this week from Wednesday at Sarepta.
Och är glad att vara här och att hålla detta seminarium som ska vara Sarepta.
I really appreciated the drama. How do you follow this?
Ja, imponerad av dramat och hur ska man komma att nå det?
When we got on the plane in Copenhagen the other day, there was a whole bunch of young people there.
Så vi färdade flyg för Chapman och så var fullt av ungdomar.
And we wondered where they were going.
Och vi undrade sig vart de färdade.
These were the ones.
Och här var de.
My wife Carolyn is with me.
Kona min Carolyn är vi med.
We haven't always been with New Tribes Mission.
Vi har inte alltid varit vid New Tribes.
We served in Europe. We are Americans, but we served in Europe from 1972.
Yeah, we are Amerikaner og tante Europa.
Austria for 10 years. In church planting, evangelism, printing.
Vi har plantat sätta kyrkjur och samkomnastan.
Also in England for 3 years.
We are
in
England.
In the Midlands of England.
Mitt i England.
Also not with New Tribes.
Heldigvis vi i New Tribes.
And then in Scotland for 7 years.
Och så i Skottland i 7 år.
And we had a work with university students in Scotland.
Vi arbetade tillsammans med universitetsstudenter i Skottland.
And we wanted to challenge these young people to not only be disciples and make disciples in Scotland and the UK and Europe, but also to the ends of the earth.
Och vi ville göra hennes onkel att erbjörnsna att vara inte bara lärarsvänner kristusar i Skottland och i Bretland, men alla sen.
So we invited New Tribes missionaries to come and to challenge our young people in the youth group there.
So we bjöd New Tribes att tacka lot och göra hennes onkel hennes erbjörnsna.
This is the place we worked in Edinburgh, right on the Royal Mile. Anybody ever been in Edinburgh before? Lots of you. Yes, good.
Oh, here I arbeid I Edinburgh.
The Faroese know where to go. It's a good place. I have figured out now. I know where we love Scotland. We've served there for 10.5 years, but I figured out now where Scotland came from.
Og vi det nu ikke langt Skottland vi det færre fra, men jeg fundet ut hvor Skottland kom fra.
It broke off from the Faroe Islands and drifted south.
Ja, det brott mig av i förrjön och reaktsoret.
We invited these New Tribes missionaries to come, and we wanted them to challenge our young people there. And they would show us videos, maybe some of you have seen some New Tribes videos before. They would come and challenge, and they would tell us about people who want to hear the gospel but can't.
Och vi bjöd oss New Tribes troborna komma och för att skröja för att höra arbetet och ta vurs och nästa videon och om folk som inte stod att höra boskapen men inte kunde höra.
People living in very remote areas of the world that have yet to hear the gospel for the first time.
Folk som levt i fjärrskotten stöven som inte hade hört evangelien.
So we organized these missionary weekends, and when they were over, we would go back out on the streets there in Edinburgh trying to reach people who can hear the gospel but can't.
Så vi skippade för en vikskift någon och så får vi åter ut av gatorna i Edinburgh och fortalte som folk någon som kunde höra evangeliet men inte ville höra det.
So God began to really work in our own hearts. We were very comfortable, enjoyed the ministry in Edinburgh, a wonderful city. But God began to deal with our hearts about reaching people that have never heard.
So God be arbeid okkar hjartan til við hørtu ta gott og við trivist okkar arbeið her. Men God be arbeid okkar hjartan om at rekka folk sum ikki hørtu hørst.
There was another statement that was made by a gentleman, a pastor in Canada, that really moved our hearts.
Og ta var ein pastor í Kanada sum seg hetta og sum rørtu hjarta okkar.
Why should anyone hear the gospel twice until everyone's heard it once?
Kristol Nagar heard at boskapen tværfer for en atlav hørt om einafer.
There are still people, here we are in the 21st century, there are still people on planet Earth that haven't heard the gospel for the very first time.
Og framvegis her i 21. alt det folk i verden som ikke har hørt boskapen einafer.
There is a verse of scripture though, a passage of scripture that really the Lord used to really get us to join, leave after 23 years, a very good mission, a very exciting work, and join New Tribes Mission.
Men det var alt verst kjærlige som fikk okkur at hekka avgjørna at færa fra okkar starvi, okkar misjon, og at færa på New Tribes.
It's from John's Gospel, chapter 4, where Jesus was dealing with a woman at the well.
Og det ur Johannes, her som Jesus tosar vi kvinna ved brunnen.
And the disciples had gone into town to buy food.
Og lærfrøren var færa boina kjæva mat.
And they came back to Jesus and offered him food.
Tog mig efter och bjöd Jesus mat.
And he said this, my food is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work.
Och han säger maten min är att göra vilja han säger som sände mig och fullföra verk han säger.
God really used this verse to speak to my heart to becoming involved in finishing his work.
Och detta vers fick mig att få på det att fullföra verk han säger.
And this was the focus of New Tribes mission, to finish the work, to take the gospel to people that have never heard.
To have the focus on New Tribes mission, at ferry ut vi boskapen til teis mange de år.
We have this very funny name, New Tribes mission.
Vi har et stort navn, New Tribes mission.
It actually comes from the vision statement of the founders of the mission. It's reaching new tribes until the last tribe is reached.
Ja, og det mest er altså kommer fra at man skal røkke noen stammen inntil den sørste stammen er nådd.
Or really finishing the Great Commission, getting the gospel to those last unreached people groups.
Og vi vil fullføre missionsbøyen, den store bøyen.
And we wanted to be part of that.
Og dette ønsker vi å være part av.
You know, the Great Commission, the Lord Jesus gave us the Great Commission, and it's in all four of the Gospels and in the book of Acts, repeated.
Og store missionsbøyen er i ötlån evangelion og i apostelsøn.
And this Great Commission is a very clear commission.
Og dette bøyen er et grått bøy.
He tells us in each one of the Gospels and in the book of Acts a different aspect of the Great Commission.
Och där imsstöjen här det nämnt visar också imska aspekter av his bond.
It's like a great plan that he's given us, and he's given us in each gospel a portion of that plan.
Och han ger också en stora atlan och första evangeliet visar också part av sin atlan.
If we look in Mark's gospel, we see him say, "Go therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to whom? Every creature."
Ja, och i Markus säger han tvän vi skulle bära boja till. Färg ut i Atlanheim och prata till evangeliet för ötlandskattningarna.
He tells us here very clearly who we're to preach the gospel to.
Ja, han säger tvän vi skulle bära boja till.
Every creature.
Atlandskattningarna, säger
han. We look in the gospel of Luke, the account of the great commission of the gospel of Luke, it's different.
Och i Markus är det övrigt.
Here Jesus said, and it was recorded, that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem.
Ja, orsaka Lukas. Och här stendur att i namni Herrans skall omvändning och syndafyrgjöving vara predikad för öllum folkaslagen och börja vara i Jerusalem.
This is the what of the Great Commission, what we're to preach to every creature.
Här ser han klart vi skall på.
If you look in the book of Acts that Luke also wrote.
Ja, och här kan vi då i apostlarna som Lukas har skrivit.
We see again a different statement, but here we have the where of the Great Commission. Where are we to preach the gospel to every creature? You shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and Judea, and in all Judea and Samaria and under the uttermost part of the earth.
And
then we come to the gospel of Matthew. It's again different.
Og Matthäus er det alltid øvelse.
But here's the how.
Where should we go?
Here's how to reach every creature.
Hvordan vi skulle nå allan skapningen.
Here's how to preach repentance and forgiveness of sins.
Her skulle vi hvordan vi skulle boa syndafyrgjøving.
Here's how to do it in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and the uttermost part of the earth.
Her skulle vi skulle gjøre det i Samaria og Judea og Jerusalem og allan.
Jesus said, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey all things that I have commanded you."
Här tog ut och ger allt folkhavslet till lärsvänner, döpetar till namn, färsens, sonarens och höllare andras, och lärer tar att halta allt och ge här och boa till kund.
This is such a clear plan from the Lord Jesus.
En gröj attlan från Jesus Kristus.
Not only for reaching into the ends of the earth,
inte bara att vi skulle röka ända gärna,
but also even reaching people right here in Tórshavn and throughout the Faroe Islands.
Men alltså att vi skulle nå fast bort här som vi där och i havn och i färjan.
What if every Christian was doing this?
Vad om nu alla troende kristen gjorde detta?
Every individual Christian making disciples.
För anstaga kristen ger lärjungar.
discipling one by one.
Og lærer øyn etter øyn.
This is a seminar we're going to be doing this Wednesday through Sunday at Zarepta. And it's all about this, of being our disciple makers, witnesses and disciple makers, right here where we are, but also maybe to the ends of the earth.
Og hetta er sum skal eg snakka om, at vera lærsvinar, at skapa lærsvinar, bæði her sum við eru og til enda jarðarinnar.
This is hard to say, each one reach one, each one teach one.
Yeah, it doesn't rhyme in fairies. Hver einstakur kanna ein og læra ein.
So that those that we reach and teach can reach and teach others also.
So tey sum vit nóa kunnu nóa onnur og læra onnur.
This was the genius and plan of the Lord Jesus to reach the world, to get the gospel to the ends of the earth.
Hetta var snilda atlan Guds at nóa öll.
So we have the who and the what and the where and the how of the Great Commission there. Now we want to look at the why.
So vi vita hvør og hvat og hvar og hvussu, og nú skulu vit hitja chatna kvøi.
Why is the big question? Why must we do this? Why do I live the Christian life? Why did God save us? The why?
Kvøi er stóru spurningin. Kvøi skal eg leva sum kristen? Kvøi skal eg vera kristen?
Because this is God's original plan and purpose, ultimate purpose for all of life and history.
So hetta er Guds upprunaliga og sursta atlan, atlan við lúnun og manna sövnu.
He gave that plan way back at the beginning to Adam and Eve.
Og hann gav hesa atlan longu til Adam og Eva.
What was the very first command that God gave to Adam and Eve?
Hvað var fyrsta boðið sum Gud gav Adam og Eva?
Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth.
Ja, nørist, veks í tali og fylli jörðina.
Why?
Kvøi.
Just to fill the earth with a bunch of kids?
Bæði að fylla jörðina við börnum?
No.
No.
He wanted them to fill the earth with something special.
Hann vildi at þeir skulu fylla jörðina við nakrum seljum.
Why did he want them to fill the earth?
Ja, kvøi vildi hann hava þeir fylla jörðina.
With what did he want them to fill the earth?
Kvøi vildi hann hava þeir fylla þeir við.
Well, how did God create man?
Ja, so kunnu vit at Gud skapti hann menniskja.
He created man, the scriptures tell us, in the image and the likeness of himself.
Han skapti hann í bilda sínum.
So man was originally to be a reflector of the image and likeness of God, to reflect actually his glory.
So Gud, nei, so menniskja skuldi endurspegla Gud og endurspegla hans dord.
That's why he wanted us to fill the earth.
Tui vill han hava vi skulu fylla jörðina.
To fill the earth with his glory.
Að fylla jörðina við hans dord.
We sometimes think that the Great Commission is just in Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and Acts.
Och du huxar vet att detta stora missionsbörje bara är i Matteus, Markus, Lukas, Johannes och apostlarna.
But the very first command of scripture is also a great commission.
Men första boje i Bibeln är ösna den stora missionen.
This is God's ultimate purpose, the great purpose to fill the earth with his glory.
Detta är Guds upprunaliga atlan, Guds stora ändamål att fylla jorden med sin ord.
Why? Because he is worthy. You are worthy, Lord, to receive glory and power. Honor and power, for you have created all things, and for your pleasure they are and were created.
Og kvøi tøy at tøyr sværðu gott at tøyr sværðu alla dord og alla æru og alt vald, tøy tøy skapt alt og til tøyna dord er tøy skapt.
Good. Even every one that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yes, I have made him.
Ja, kvønt han og kallar við navni mínum og sum eg havi skapt mærtildurt sum eg havi mynda og gjørt.
You and I were created for God's glory.
Tu er skapt til dort Guds.
It's what life is really all about.
Tað er Louis Nushu.
Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who only does wondrous things, and blessed be his glorious name forever. And let the whole earth, the psalmist said, be filled with his glory. Amen.
Lovar við Gud Herren, Gud Israels, han sum øynagir undurverk, og lovar við dord hansara, dord navn hansara í allar ævir. Øll jörðin skal vera full av dord hansara. Amen.
This is the passion of mission. A passion for the glory of God to the ends of the earth, to all nations. He wants all nations to worship him.
Eftir oyinskapurin og missionne, oyinskapurin fyrir at nóa alt fyrir dord Guds.
Many times we think we go because this people group is very needy.
Ofta halda vit at vi ferra tøy at tøymun tørvar.
They're very poor. We need to take them help and be with them and give them assistance.
Tey fata ko tey bruk fyri okkum og tey mo vi mo hjálpa dem og vi mo geta betri hjá dem.
Many times we think, well, they don't even have the Bible. They don't have the gospel. We need to go.
Yeah, okti hugsa vit at hey how should we plan? Vi mo ferra at tøyra okkum.
But the real purpose of mission, the bottom line, so to speak, of mission is the glory of God and taking his glory, declaring his glory among all nations, as the psalmist says.
Men chapman og mission og trubuan at ferra ut vi hans herdort, at boa hans herdort.
He wants us to give unto the Lord, he says, you families of the people, give unto the Lord glory and strength, give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name.
Ja, Jevi Herran tort tit faska atter Jevi Herran høyr pris, Jevi Herran høyr nouns hansara ber fram gaver og komi við folkar hansar.
We were made for this, dear friends.
Hetta tals me dear jerty.
In Isaiah it says, bring my sons from afar and my daughters, a great missionary verse, bring my daughters from the ends of the earth whom I've created for my glory.
Og Isaiah her størst trubanar ørende som sier, lad sine munar komma ur fjærløve og døde munar fra enda gjerne. Hvert han og kattlaver vi navne munar og som jeg har skaft medeldort som jeg har mynda og gjørst.
So salvation, our Christian life, our very existence, and missions is all about seeing the glory of God, savoring the glory of God, showing the glory of God, and sharing the glory of God with those around us.
So frestan kristna løyve missionen at søkja dord Guds, at smakka dord Guds, at vísa dord Guds og at lúta dord Guds. Tøy vi til.
This is why we exist.
Yeah, tøy vi til.
We exist to see the glory of God.
Yeah, vi der til at søkja dord Guds.
He created the vast expanses of the universe so that we could see. It says the heavens declare the glory of God.
Vi der til fyri at kunna søkja dord Guds og du stóra. Salmen nú kan seia himlanna kunna kuttur himlanna kunngera dord Guds kvelvi ber bo um handaverk kan seia.
That's why this vast universe exists.
Tøy alheimurin til.
To shout to us here on planet Earth, God is really big.
Til at skrutja ni til okkona, Gud stórur.
God is really great.
Gud stórur.
Scripture tells us, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom. Let not the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glories glory in this, that he understand, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord.
Og skriften sier æsne, hin vísa rósa sig ikki av vísdom sinnum, hin stæðst ikki av stæðst sinnum. Hin rúgi ikki av rúgi tøm sinnum. Nei tann vil rósa sig, han rósa sig av at han vitjur og kennir meg og at eg Herren.
The apostle Paul says we rejoice in hope of the glory of God.
Ja, og Paulus sier i Rambranon at vi rósa okkun av vón um dult Guds.
That we have been prepared beforehand for glory.
At vi gjørt til roya til dult.
That he might make known the riches of his glory for vessels of mercy like us, weak vessels.
Og han sier æsne at sorry, what was the verse?
9:23.
Yeah. So han kunde kunngjera dulda rykdom so in amiskunar uladon.
The ache of every human heart is an ache for this. But we suppress it and we do not see fit to have God in our knowledge.
Og hetta longslen og kvarjon manna hjarta, men vit døyva henta longslen.
Therefore, scripture says, all have sinned and fall short of what? The glory of God.
Ja, og Rambra sier at öll hava synda og fatta stord Guds.
John Piper says this is the extreme outrage of human history.
Og John Piper sier at hetta stóra gølan í manna søvna.
That the glory of God is not honored.
At vit ikki æra Gud.
The holiness of God is not reverenced.
Yeah, sorry. At dort Guds ikki æra, at heilaligi Gud ikki virtur.
The greatness of God is not admired.
At stórleiki Guds ikki beundraður.
The power of God is not praised.
At vald Guds ikki hamet.
The truth of God is not sought.
At sannleiki Guds ikki søktur.
The wisdom of God is not esteemed.
At wisdom of God's ikki ver skattur.
The beauty of God is not treasured.
At vit ikki leggja oi verklaga Guds.
The goodness of God is not savored.
Og at vit ikki savored er smakka gøsku Guds.
The faithfulness of God is not trusted.
Og at tro feste Guds ikke lydig.
The promises of God are not relied upon.
At vi ikke setter alle dere av Guds løfte.
The commandments of God are not obeyed.
At vi ikke akter på Guds.
The justice of God is not respected.
At vi ikke virer rettvise Guds.
The wrath of God is not feared.
At vi ikke ættes røye Guds.
The grace of God is not cherished.
At vi ikke setter pris på nåde Guds.
The presence of God is not prized.
Og at vi ikke legger øye nærvær Guds.
The person of God is not loved.
At vi ikke elsker personen Gud.
Hard job. Hard job.
Hashed arbeid.
You're doing well.
Yeah.
Imagine it. The infinite, all-glorious God of creation, the creator of the universe, by whom all things exist. He's disregarded, disbelieved, disobeyed, and dishonored by the world in which he created.
Yeah. All måttu durdarutju skaparna av universum som hever som orsynsyn til allan skapningin og som heldur løyvitja for en æstökun og i sinna i hånd han verir ikkje virtir han verir ikkje vi tryggfun ikkje vi letju sjo i han vi aktan ikkje og vi er han ikkje.
What a scandal, what an outrage.
Yeah, vi som han hev skapt hetta gølan.
God says, I am the Lord. And that is my name, and my glory I will not give to another.
Ja, og Gud sier, jeg Herren, til navn mot, jeg gjør vi ongen øren, dårlig møyne.
He wants that no flesh should glory in his presence.
Så at ikke røs, når ikke hold skal røse seg for Gud.
He tells us that he that glories, let him glory in the Lord.
Han røser seg i Herren.
He not only wants us to see the glory of God, he wants us to savor the glory of God.
Ja, han vill att vi skulle sucha det och han vill ha att vi skulle smaka det.
This is why he sent Jesus.
Tui sent han Jesus.
The light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. He came to show us the glory of God.
I ljus av evangelium om dord Kristus är han säger som är mynd Guds, han kom till att visa oss om dord Guds.
Scripture tells us the word became flesh and dwelt among us and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
Or seriously, or ever hold or tell boost and middle okay, footler and I or sound like a or we'd say we're dirt hansara, dirt some hana we born shown or have for fashion.
And how do we change? How do we become more like Jesus in our Christian life? It says Paul explained this when he said that we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are changed.
Ja. Og hvordan brøytas vi så? Hvordan avvarskar heter okkon? Og Paulus sier, men at vi som vi omkom fri anlitt noen avspeklet ord, han sier, vil ha ombrøyt til samme mynd.
This is how God changes our lives. Beholding the glory.
Vi at sucha ord, han sier, så brøytas vi.
This is why Jesus also wants you and I in heaven with him.
Og heter også en årsøkje til at Jesus vil ha okkon klemmas.
Do you ever think about this?
He
says very clearly in his prayer to the Father in John 17, Father, I desire also that they also whom you've given me may be with me where I am. Why? To see my glory forever and ever.
Ja, og han sier etter bønene til Færen. Han sier, Færen, jeg vil at her som jeg det skulle også til som to hev givet meg være kjammer. Fire, at jeg skulle suttje dørt mine som to hev givet meg.
He also wants us to show the glory of God.
Han vil også nævne, at vi skulle vise at ord Guds.
That we should be to the praise of his glory, Paul says.
Fyrir at vi skulle være dørt hans her til pris, siger det først.
This is the exciting thing of the Christian life. Christ in you, Paul said. Christ in you, coming to live in you and I, the hope of glory.
Og hette det som så spennende ved det kristne løgnen, Kristus ui okkon, som Paulus sier, at Kristus ui tikkon veon durderene.
And he says, we have this treasure, this glory in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us.
Og han sier, men henta skatt hava vid ui løyr ui løgnen, for at omedelige kraft han sier skal være fra gode og ikke fra okkon.
We wonder why there's so much weakness and so much difficulty in our lives and so much infirmity in our lives.
Og vit kunnu umtrasa um kvitis nek voiklaðja, kvitis nek ussali heiti okkar lívi.
It's like he allows those cracks in our lives in these earthen vessels so that his glory would shine through.
Men han loyvir hesun gørun og í okkar jörsku ulatan so is at hansara glei hansara nei og hansara dort kan skunjakna.
He tells us very clearly, whether therefore you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all to the glory of God.
Yeah. Og annað hvort tí tú eta ella drekka ella hvat tí gera, so gerta alt dort gott til dort.
Finally, he not only wants us to see the glory and to savor the glory and to show forth that glory as Christ shines through us, he wants us to share that glory with the world.
Han vill ha okna sucha dordna, han vill ha okna smaka dordna, han vill ha okna visa dordna, och han vill ha okna luta hisa dord vi heimen.
When we consider the glorious realities of the Christian life, the gospel in the Christian life.
Ja, ta vit hugsa um stórleikan og kristna lønum.
That he saved us from all of our sins.
At Kristus bjargar okkum frá allum syndum okkara.
That he's come to live within us, God within us, the hope of glory.
At han býr okkum, at han góð býr í okkum dur vændur derna.
That he's given us a blessed hope to see his glory forever and ever.
Og at vit hava hesa vænna um at søkja hann í allar ævir.
Now I can understand why Paul said, woe is me if I preach not the gospel.
So skilja hetta her sum Paulus seir at skamfaje um eg boi evangelie.
Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all peoples.
Sie mittlen falskene fra høyre hans her, mittlen ött falskasa fra undre hans her.
It's an extreme task, dear friends. An extreme responsibility to take the gospel to every creature, to preach his glory, declare his glory to every creature.
Det er en stor oppgave og en stor arbeid at fære ut og nå alle folkeslag, alle skapninger via evangelien.
It's an extreme privilege to tell the world of Jesus Christ and all his glory.
Men det er en stor framgang etter at spå dord Guds til alle heim.
He wants that the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, and in heaven and in earth and all things under the earth, that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to what? The glory of God the Father.
För att nu när Jesus är kvarts knäska på oss är torra som i himmelen är det, torra som i jorden är det, och torra som under jorden är det, och att kvar tunga ska jotta att Jesus Kristus är Herre Guds
värsta. This is where all history is going. This is where all history is going, and are you and I a part of it?
Och detta är sövan, detta är gången och vidare passage.
Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
Men kanske aldana hinon oförgångsliga, oskönliga, einasta gode veri höjer och dord och allar ever. Amen.
That's awfully weak. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
A wonderful promise here at the end. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power, his power that works in us. It's him working through us. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen.
Och så heter stora lyftet till sust, men kan nej, nu är det skönt. Men Efesos 3:20, hade varit det. Men kan inte aldana hinon oförgångsliga. Sorry, is that the verse? Ja. Men kanskje aldana hinon oförgångsliga, oskönliga, einasta gode, veri høyr og dord i alder og allar ævir. Amen.
Is this the burden of your heart?
Er hetta byrðan av tvinn hjarta?
That he would get the glory.
At han fær dordna.
Is his glory being seen in your life by the way you live and all that you do?
Sast dord hansara og tvinn løyve, så som tvinn løyve og allar tvinn som tvinn gjerst.
Is this the passion of your heart that he would receive the glory?
Er hetta oinskapur hjartatuins at han fær dordna.
That your neighbor would see his glory through you.
At grannatuins er dord hansar uiter.
That your neighbor would want to come to Christ so that he too could know the glory of God, see the glory of God, share the glory of God.
Ja, at han sum tú kennir fer hoa koma til Gud, og tú sum fer uiter.
I finish with a story. Several years ago, Carol and I were on their way to London. To teach on another one of these seminars. As we were going down the motorway, a white van. What do you say, van or minibus or not minibus?
Yeah,
a white van passed us very fast.
And
on the side of this van, there was a picture of a motorcycle and a rider and a racer.
Og asuinja bussnun, asin kvida bussnun, ver ein mynd av einar motorsykle vi ein manja.
And it said on the side, motorcycle racing team.
Og ta stau motorsykle kappingar li.
And as this truck sped in front of us and on down the road, I noticed two words on the back doors of the van.
So say två or åtta av bussen.
These were the two words.
Right focus.
Pure focus.
Hetta var orden, right focus.
Pure focus. And I thought to myself, hey, purely focus on what? Racing motorcycles.
Och här ser klädde det fokusera att motorcyklar.
Why are we Christians not purely focused on the glory of God, on finishing His task, and getting the gospel to the ends of the earth?
Och hur fokuserar vi som kristen inte bara att här att dold Guds och att göra hans arbo med missions på och att få dold Guds ut till ända gärna?
That's the question I'd like to leave with you this morning.
Och det är spurning grön I ända vi morgon. Tack för det.
Thank you very much. Shall I pray?
Yeah.
Father, we do want to see your glory. Thank you that you've shown us your glory through the greatness of creation. You've shown us your glory, our Father, through our Lord Jesus Christ, who came to declare your glory. We want to show forth your glory from our lives. And Lord, we want to share that glory with those that we love and know and work with, so that they might also come to know you and to know your glory, and to be with you forever and ever. In glory, for your name's sake, in glory we pray. Amen.